on this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's your Google birthday, Chrissy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are there other Chrissy out there?
There's only many one. Chrissy and Kristen and Christie's. So I just looked for Kay Hoadley. It's basically
okay.
What I did. Because
okay.
If you Google Chrissy Hoadley, uh-huh. It's pretty much you that comes up now yeah. That we have all this awful content that comes up. I mean, we're never. I hope you don't plan on getting another job after this. I think your greatest fear is that this podcast doesn't work out and you have to go back and get a job.
That is true. That is one. And then I also have a fear, you know this, of anything flying off
out
the
of
back
truck.
Of a truck.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
On the highway.
Who is your worst enemy? Who is your worst enemy? I don't know. What is this, a superhero movie?
Oh, character. This hotel, the theme here, they got a lot of potted plants everywhere. Tons. And we got the one pool here.
Ooh, potted plants. But
the theme here, potted plants. Welcome to the La Concha, sir. Would you like a potted plant? They actually meet you.
Our
dressed,
thing yeah. is here.
Yeah, our thing
is
yeah.
potted plants. Yeah,
potted plants, sir.
That's we're known yeah. for them.
Listen, if you see a palm in the corner that's unpotted, you let us know. We are known for our potted plants.
Yeah, came for the potted plants.
I came for the. They told me I had to look at the potted plants.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, sir. Another episode of The Commercial Break coming at you live from the TCB studios located somewhere north of Atlanta. I'm Brian Green. This is my good friend Chrissy Hoadley.
And
best to
you.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And super excited because it is your birthday week.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. How young are you, may I ask? Because my mom told me it was polite to ask a woman her age.
I know. I'm 29 forever.
29 forever. Is yeah. that the age you'd want to be stuck at? 29? What age would you want to be stuck at?
Maybe. If you, like,
had a Groundhog's Day situation.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it would be 29.
29? I think 33 would be mine.
33P?
Yeah, 33P. That's
it
right.
It falls right
it falls right in there. Because, you know, once you go pee, you never... Once you go pee, you never know what you... I don't know.
No, all the years are good to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you look good.
Thank you.
Whatever age you are, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Not a day over 10.
Not 10. I'm like the girl that's aging backwards. Or
Shauna Ray.
Shauna Ray.
Shauna Lee. Shauna Ray.
She just doesn't age.
She just doesn't. Yeah. She's dating, by the way, now.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's the guy did not know what she looked like before he met her.
Right. That's a little
had
bit
an
of a surprise.
Instant connection. I'm a little suspicious of the
yes.
guy, but okay, whatever. All right, so it's your birthday week, and I've decided to start a new tradition here at The Commercial Break. On our birthday weeks,
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, this won't fall, what people are listening whenever they're listening, they may not be listening on your birthday.
Sure.
But we are going to have a Google birthday.
Because
okay. we know the Chrissy Hoadley that's sitting in front of us. The audience has now had 150 some odd episodes
yeah.
to understand who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And while many will complain that I'm the only one who talks on the show, while many wish they heard more of you, fuck you. I know who you are.
Yes.
I think I know who you are.
Hopefully,
right?
after all this time.
But do we know what the other Chrissy Hoadleys around the world are doing?
No.
It's your Google birthday, Chrissy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Are there other Chrissy Hoadleys?
There
There's
are
only
many
one.
Chrissy and Kristen and Christie's. So I just looked for Kay Hoadley. It's basically
okay.
what I did. Because
okay.
if you Google Chrissy Hoadley,
uh-huh.
it's pretty much you that comes up now
yeah.
that we have all this awful content that comes up. I mean, we're never. I hope you don't plan on getting another job after this. Because
I don't think I could.
Yeah. because, you know, the D.D. Cantor episode is not what you want your future boss to hear.
Maybe it is.
If they think it's funny. Yes.
Then they're
Sir,
right.
Your balls have impeccable taste.
Is that a 1970 mama?
Is that a mama? Excuse me, sir. Would you like to sniff? No, sir. Straight to my balls, please. I'm going to put my balls on the decanter and let it wash over.
Then swirl it around.
Swirl it around. Both nuts are involved. On my right nut, I get a hint of earthiness. On my left nut, just a bit of sheep shit. I had someone tell me that once in a tasting.
Sheep shit.
What do you call it? Sheep dew or sheep manure or something like that. Sheep we were at the Silver Oak Winery, I think, in California. Okay. And he's like, "Do you notice some?" Like, I don't know what he called
sheep
it.
Sheep essence?
Yeah, sheep essence. Or sheep essence. Do you know some sheep ass in there? I do. He was actually trying to tell us that there was hints of sheep shit in there. And I was like, this is not for me. I got to get going.
Yeah.
Chrissy Hoadley's around the world are doing the following things.
Okay.
There's a nurse that has been working during the pandemic to save lives.
Good for Kay
Hoadley is kicking ass.
Yeah, nice.
She seems a little stressed out about life. I'm not going to give any identifying information. She seems a little stressed out about life, and she wishes everybody would get vaccinated.
Right.
But Kay Hoadley is saving the world.
Good, good, good girl.
Kay Hoadley is also a wedding photographer in the Northeast, and it seems like she's mainly, I don't know, her wedding style seems to be soprano-ish, if you don't mind.
Like mobster-ish?
Like mobsters.
Okay.
Like it just seems like there's a lot of opulence and a lot of, I don't know.
Over the top.
I flipped through some of the pictures and I feel like there's a lot of characters in there, okay. If you know what I mean.
Yes.
Sorry, Hoadley. I'm going to call you all of you Hoadley. I'm sorry, Hoadley. I don't know who you are. I'm just making some assumptions based on your available social media feed. You work at the Fed Reserve.
Oh.
Counting money.
Nice.
I'm assuming.
Nice.
I wish you had that job now.
I visited the reserve here in Atlanta.
And what did they have to say?
They had everything to say about money.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a good little tour.
I don't even know what the Fed Reserve does. I mean, I don't think anybody does, actually.
print the money.
I know they print the money.
You can get those bags of, you know, the dollars.
The ripped up dollars? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you paste them back together?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, people take a ripped dollar bill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So but not ripped into like 50 pieces.
I don't know. I think we might.
It's telltale signs because it's like perfectly ripped.
Oh, it is?
Yes, yeah, like shredded.
Well, I mean, listen, I think this might be a job for one of the SAC pack. We can just get them to take a Fed Reserve tour every couple of days, bring back the cash, tape it together. Whatever they can tape together, we'll give them a 10% cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
probably
like
take
a good
them
plan.
3 days to put a dollar back together.
Right. I don't
it's think like it's George worth Washington it. Is like, ah! sir! You are a doctor.
Well, of course I am.
Of feet.
Okay. A podiatrist.
A podiatrist.
Okay.
What a weird thing to be a doctor of, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you need them. I know you need them. I know you need those feet. But a podiatrist, I remember the old Seinfeld episode.
Some people may have a calling.
Some people might have a calling or a fetish.
Right. Yeah. That could be true.
You know what show that I cannot watch on TLC? The two shows that I cannot watch?
What?
My Feet Are Killing Me or Dr. Pimple Popper.
No, I can't watch the Pimple
what
Popper.
What an awful fucking, and I know one of the girls who actually put this show on television and it's what an awful fucking show.
Yeah.
If we're eating dinner and the TV happens to be on TLC and one of those commercials comes on, I have to run to turn off the television because I'm going to fucking throw up. That's an awful television show, TLC. You should take it off. I know that there are people
that are
fascinated
by this. I haven't even watched it, but just based on the name, I'm not watching it.
You know, some people like that. They're into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've dated some girls and they're like, let me pop your black. No, 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 don't get away. Just don't. Leave me alone. What are you doing? You're so weird. Or you got to sit on your back. Let me get it. No, no. You're fucked up, man. You're fucked up. You like to see people suffer for no good reason. And then you like to watch the carnage. Unbelievable. Podiatrist. Pow. 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 Yeah, but now this lady's like taking on like massive size, like, you know.
Okay.
I don't know what you call them, boils.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, someone's got a basketball on their head.
Type
yeah,
things.
And she like takes a scissors to
don't
it.
Don't tell me.
Oh, ugh. Chrissy, it's fucking disgusting, man. But I think the most impressive thing that Kay Hoadley has done in history is the following. Are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to share a little video with you. So let me get this set up here. We're here in the TCB studios, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Like and subscribe. I think one of the more impressive things that a Kay Hoadley has ever done is this. I'm going to let Walter Cronkite talk about it. Are you ready?
This is exciting. Okay.
Almost 2 months ago, New Jersey ordered state little league teams to allow girls to play. But the civil rights order has met with resistance, and now the state says it wants to get a court order. Sylvia Chase reports on one 11-year-old New Jersey girl who's trying to play little league ball despite the controversy.
Any day the sun is shining, winter or summer, you'll find a baseball game going on in Kristen Hoadley's backyard in Marlboro.
You are one of the first young ladies
pioneer.
To play. That's right. One of the first young ladies to play organized baseball with the boys after the civil rights.
That's right.
The civil rights movement and the Supreme Court's order that women and men be treated equally, including in some of these sports. I don't think it's called. I think Title IX came later.
Okay.
But you were one of the first young ladies in New Jersey
paving the way.
I think this is so impressive.
Girls. I love it.
Kristen's mother says that when this all began a few years ago, the boys didn't want a girl in their game.
Wait a minute. Well, you have to provide us a catcher. No. Michael, get back.
But Kristen is too valuable a player to exclude. And this spring, when her playmates go marching off to the previously all-male Little League, Kristen intends...
Kristen Hoadley's going to play for the San Francisco Giants.
Nice. I love this story.
It's so... cool to me.
Very cool.
So I read about this young girl. She's a super impressive. I mean, there's a lot of news about her then. I don't know. I didn't find too much about her
Where
now.
Is she
if
now?
She is still alive. I assume she is. This is just back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that, you know, she must be in her 70s or maybe even 80s now.
Yeah.
But this young girl fought to play backyard baseball, fought to play in Little League baseball with the boys, and just because she wanted to, for no other reason.
And she's good.
And she's good. The guys want her because she's a right fielder and she can play shortstop and she switch hits. This is the girl.
Yeah.
This is the girl that you want. Kristen Hoadley, you are impressive across the world.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your contribution to society. I just want you to know that without you, I'm not entirely sure what we would do.
I'm happy to help.
Well,
I'm glad you didn't find any like mass murderers.
Oh no, but I found a ton of porn. There is a ton of porn. There is a very famous porn star
with
the last name Hoadley. She goes by like Kia Hoadley or something like that. Let me tell you something.
Hoadley is an interesting porn name.
It is. It's not.
You think you would have changed the
Well, Hoadley. I know you, so for me, it's like I'm not watching any Hoadley porn. That's just not it. However, I did find one grandma named Hoadley that was doing porn.
Oh.
And let me tell you something.
This Again, is a pioneer.
A pioneer. One of the more disturbing images I've ever seen in porn was her whacking herself off in a bathroom.
Mm.
I'm just saying, if you're into grandma porn and that's your thing, cool, man. But I'm not into it in any way, shape, or form.
Why did you watch it?
Okay, you want to do a little, you want to see how well I know you?
Yes.
Let's do a little best friend quiz.
Aww.
Yeah, I haven't looked at these ahead of time, so I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
I just slapped them on there. When is your birthday? Your birthday is 19th of February.
Mm-hmm.
How many brothers and sisters do you have? You have two
yes.
sisters. What is your special talent? Podcasting.
And hula hooping.
Hula hooping. I did not know that. You can hula hoop?
Oh, yeah.
Why have I never seen you hula hoop?
I don't know.
We've even been to Bonnaroo. Of course, I was... I think we were a little too preoccupied.
Yeah.
I was too busy stealing beer, so...
Right, and then what driving my car home.
Yeah, oh my God. Remember when I walked into this? For those of you that don't know, have maybe not heard the story, there was a band called...
Yes.
What was the name of the band?
Moon Taxi.
Moon Taxi, that's right. Band called Moon Taxi, who you may or may
They're
not be
band.
Familiar with. Yeah, great band. And they were also at Memfo. I didn't have a chance to apologize about the beer that I saw.
They came to the Memfo.
They came to Memfo?
They came to the TCB tent.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They came to the TCB
and
tent.
And you didn't know who they were.
I had no idea who they were. They were there videotaping and they were talking to me and then they walked away and it was Moon Taxi. So for the second time, I have disrespected Moon Taxi. But Moon Taxi was at Bonnaroo. Chrissy and I were backstage in the artist area at Bonnaroo because Jeff was doing some work back there. And I wanted a beer and the VIP, the special VIP beer area had a huge line to it. And it was like, you know, a mile away, it's 900 degrees outside. And so Jeff says, oh, don't worry about it. Head into that trailer right there and tell him you're with Jeff Bransford.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's Moon Taxi. Mm-hmm. He says, that's Moon Taxi. So I thought Jeff said, tell him you're with Moon Taxi. Jeff from Moon Taxi. So I walk into the place. With a swagger.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a guy at the front door. There's a huge cooler, right? I can see it in the middle of this trailer, like this, you know, trailer where the artists are hanging out. Moon Taxi is hanging out. So there's a guy at the door and he's just kind of standing there with a beer. And I can say, hey, what's up, man? He goes, hey, what's going on with you? And I'm like, nothing. I'm with Jeff from Moon Taxi. He told me I'd come grab a few beers. And he's like, Jeff from Moon Taxi? And I'm like, Jeff from Moon Taxi.
That's right.
That's right.
You heard me correctly. Confident. Thanks, yes. Buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for checking in, but I already got my credentials. I don't think these aren't the droids you're looking for. That's using the force. And so he says, okay, sure. And he let me go in and grab a couple of beers. And on the way out, and he goes, you said you were with Jeff? And I go, Jeff from Moon Taxi. That's right. Thanks for the beers. I'll be back later for more. And he just kind of stared at me. Little did I know that the guy standing at the door was in the band Moon Taxi. And there's no Jeff in Moon Taxi. He just probably was like, this guy's got balls. Right. I'm gonna see how this plays
out. Walk confidently and
act like you know what you're doing. That's mm-hmm. the number one rule. If you happen to sneak backstage somewhere, pretend you know what you're doing. Just don't look anybody in the eye, right. Scared. Like, where am I supposed to go? Did you get busted? Okay, what's the main thing I do in my free time? Podcast. You like to work out. You like to walk the Beltline. You like to read. I know this
about
you.
I do. Yes, all of those things.
What is the main thing I don't like about myself? That's interesting. What is the main thing that you don't like about yourself? I am going to say, actually, I don't know. I don't know what you're super insecure about. Or I don't want to share it here on air. How's that? We'll move on to the next one.
I practice self-love.
You do practice self-love.
But, you know, you could turn it into one of those interview questions, you know, like, what's the worst thing about you? I'm just too organized. I'm too on time.
Good looking.
I'm too punctual.
I am too sexy. Which football team have I supported since I was young? The Tennessee Volunteers.
That's right. That's where I went to school.
There you go. Who is my celebrity crush? Who is your celebrity? I don't even think you know that.
Jeff from Moon Taxi.
Jeff from Moon Taxi is super sexy. Here he is. What's your greatest fear? I think your greatest fear is that this podcast doesn't work out and you have to go back and get a job.
That is true. That is one. And then I also have a fear, you know, this of anything flying off the back of a truck.
That's right.
Yeah. On the highway.
Who is your worst enemy? Who is your worst enemy? I don't know. What is this? A superhero movie? Who is your worst enemy? What a childish question. That's for
Clark
teenagers.
Kent.
Yeah. Octo Spider, right. Whatever his name is. You know, I can think of a few people you probably dislike, but I wouldn't say they're your worst enemy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to go straight to round four. You ready?
Okay.
Trying to help you, stupid.
Nice. That just popped on.
That was awesome. I love how our machine just randomly generates noise.
It does.
Tea or coffee? I think you would rather drink coffee than tea. Chocolate or ice cream? I think you would go chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Day or night? Night.
Mm-hmm.
Going out, staying in. You're going out and a staying in.
I am
kind
both.
Of girl. Yeah,
yes.
There you go. You would enjoy either of them. Summer or winter? Summer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Savory or sweet? I'm going to say savory.
Yes, you are correct.
Pizza or burgers? I think you'd probably enjoy a burger more than you would pizza.
I like both.
You like both? Mm-hmm. Okay. Music or movies? Music for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mountains or beach? I think you'd rather be at the beach any day of the week.
I like the mountains a lot.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm heading to the
choice,
beach.
Yeah. Early bird or night owl? Early bird. Early for Chrissy is 11:30 a.m. Right. So there you go.
Yes. It's my body's natural rhythm.
It is your body's natural rhythm. Mm-hmm. It's the rhythm of the night.
Stay up a little Whoa. Later. Get up
this
a little later.
This is the rhythm, Kristen Holden. Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Whoa, yeah.
The prizes don't stop there. The surprises don't stop there.
Okay.
Because I love you.
I love you.
And I know what kind of person you are, and I know the things that you like and the things that you may not like, I think, for the most part, uh-huh. right? I don't know. You like Jeff does. Of course, he's your partner. He's going to know you best. But I know that you like what some of our audience members super dislike. And that is why today I present to you a special treat, maybe a little bit too soon, but because it's your birthday, I'm going to break it out, a Frankie B. travel review.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
I mean, I just can't have enough.
La Concha Renaissance Marriott San Juan Puerto Rico.
This is his new job now, is he's
this
a travel
is his
reviewer.
New job. He's a travel agent. That's okay. Right. He is a travel agent. Are you ready for this?
Okay,
Puerto Rico. This is as good as it gets, my friend.
Okay thank you for this present.
You're welcome. It's that time in the commercial break for a commercial break. As you may have realized by now, we're publishing 3 brand new episodes every single week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we'd love to hear your opinion on that. Please connect with us by email at tcbpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can listen to any of the audio, watch all of the video, and get your free TCB collectible sticker. If you'd like to text message us or send us a voicemail, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. At the commercial break, if you want to follow us on Instagram and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where you can find content you cannot get anywhere else. It's called TCB in the Studio, and it happens every couple of days. And while you're there, check out the clips we release every single day of the week. Chrissy and I are beyond grateful for all of the support, love, and attention you've given to this show over the last couple of years. If you'd like to support the show additionally, we'd love it if you would rate and review us on your favorite podcast player. Our sponsors allow us to keep this content coming free and frequently to you. So please do us a favor and use the specialized URLs and codes they give you for free shit and discounts anytime you're in the market for their products and services. And finally, if you have any show ideas, content you'd like us to review, or interesting stories you'd like to share with us on air, please do so by connecting with us at the places I just mentioned. Now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Incredible, isn't it?
Oh my
it
God.
Is. I'm in beautiful, sunny San Juan, Puerto Rico. And as always, when I go on vacation, I always like to give my review of the whole...
Okay.
He is sunned deeply.
Okay. You have got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If there is anything that I have ever told you, if there's any reason... If you've been waiting to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for any reason, it's not just so I can get the subscribe, please subscribe. It's because I want you to see Frankie B in this travel video. He is literally a leather tomato.
He says, I know, it's like a mix between burned and tan.
I know. And the best thing about Puerto Rico is the sun, and I have been standing directly on it.
He's flying close to the sun.
That's right. They have a tanning bed downstairs. What I do is I go out for 12, 14 hours a day, and then I come back in. I use the tanning bed to get that dark.
Seal it in.
That's right. You want to get that. It's like a wax coating. This is how I'm going to look when I'm 58 or whatever.
Those glasses are awesome, too.
He looks good, man.
He does.
For however old
he's
he is.
He's all tatted up
He
as
looks
well.
Good. Yeah, he's tatted up. I think course. He's mafia. I think we're going to get murdered one day. I'm going to walk out the door and someone's going to be like, Frankie Bree says hello. Someone's going to take a baseball bat to the back of my head. That's for La Concha.
I know.
Break my leg. That one's for Salon Suisse.
Yes, I can see a hit out on you from Frankie.
I was talking to a fan of ours and a friend of ours, Allison, and her husband. We had dinner the other night, and they were laughing so hard about the salon suisse.
Look, if you're looking to get into a franchise
that can't lose, just Google. I'll put a link to it in the video.
Mr. Franchise. Oh, Frankie.
This is Mr. Franchise. You're an asshole. Sure, don't worry about all the big money and advertisement over here at Mr. Franchise. Go with Salon Suisse. You'll have Frankie's face posted on the back of a bus. Running down the highway, because that sells franchises.
Right, and to go into a remote location on a farm.
Yeah,
too.
Frankie. I like your strategy. Go where no one is. You won't have any competition or customers, Frankie.
Tell in the facilities that I'm at. That way, if you're interested in going on a trip and you find this video useful or helpful, you know what? Then I did my job. My name is Frank Bernardo. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule in watching this video. If you do find
anybody that has a busy schedule is not watching this video. It's 18 minutes long of Frankie walking through the resort making other people uncomfortable.
He just loves being on camera.
He just does. And I got to give it, I got to say.
Follow your heart, Frankie.
When we first started the whole Frankie B thing, right? Which I know, fuck you, man. You got to love Frankie B. If you're a TCBer, you got to love Frankie B. Because it's just such great. It's not meant to be funny, but it is funny. And Frankie is unlikable, yet extremely likable. Yes. And you want to hate him, but you end up loving him. He's like a good character in a murder mystery. It's like you're rooting for the away team, basically. Right. Frankie, I've come to love Frankie.
I do. And I feel like I know him.
Yeah, but I don't want to meet him, because I know when I meet him, then it's going to be crushed. All over. Yeah, then he's going to go, let's do videos together. And I'm going to be like, I got an idea. Let's do a whole episode of TCB with me on the phone. And I'm going to be like, no, that's not that funny. You just keep doing you, and then we can do a whole show about you after you do your own video.
Yes.
This video informational, educational. Subscribe to this channel so you don't miss my upcoming videos. Rock it.
Another masterpiece of editing. He's like a George Lucas in the editing room.
So it just to describe how that just happened. He went from walking on the beach, shirtless, sunglasses, hair slicked back, to all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, he's taking off in a car.
In a Corvette, yeah.
But his hair is dry. He's got a shirt on.
It's great editing. No segue, no noise, no
just
nothing.
All of a sudden, boom.
If you like this video, subscribe. Sorry.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, he's got a new girl there. Look at that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Fitness. Oh, yeah. Get it, Frankie. Oh, that looks like me at the gym. Whoa. Who's that?
I don't know.
There's a beautiful girl walking. There's some grooming. There's him parachuting. That's a nice looking suit, Frankie.
So the hotel itself, I'm going to get out of the sun so I can scan you. Hold on. The hotel. Okay. Now look. So...
It's just a normal hotel.
Frankie goes, the hotel. Let me take a look. He's on the beach, by the way, in case you can't hear the obnoxious waves that are in the background. But he says, let's take a look at the hotel. And he scans the phone. It literally looks like a Motel 6. It's like, it's white, but it's not quite white from years of wear and tear. Yeah. Here's the hotel. It's beautiful. Is it, Frankie?
The outside of the hotel is dated, okay?
Well,
there you go. At least you recognize. But then again, you know, who in this video is not dated?
Exactly. But the inside is very, 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 very beautiful. The beach, okay, the beach is absolutely incredible. Got the palms, we have several pools. And as we get more into this video, I'm going to show you more of the facility.
He's setting you up for a long video. Like, hey, as we get more into this video, I'm going to show you more about this. I'm going to describe more of what's on the beach that you can see.
Yeah.
The beach, as you can see, it's beautiful. There are some palm trees. Here's some sand. Yeah. There are a couple beach chairs. Do you see that water down there? That's the ocean. Let's go take a look at the ocean. I'm going to show you what a wave is. Come on down here. Thanks for tuning in.
He's very informative.
As we get more into this video, I'm going to show you more waves. I'll be right back. Watch this. he's just looking at everybody
classic
around
Frankie.
Him are like,
Yeah. Who's that guy?
By the way, this is, you know, and listen, not knocking it. I can't say the Ritz-Carlton either, but this is no Ritz-Carlton. It's not like, you know, he's doing a review of a hotel that, it's a hotel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's an older hotel.
That's right.
The one thing I gotta show you this. You know, if you guys like guys, women, whoever watching this, if you guys like waves, oh my god, this
if you guys like waves, you're gonna love the ocean.
I highly recommend the ocean.
Yeah, if you're into waves, it's called the ocean. Let me show you over here.
Come with me.
Come with me. Oh my god, he's literally reviewing the ocean. I love you, Frankie. I love you.
This place will destroy you. I mean, they are absolutely killer. I mean, I've been tumbling underwater. I'm actually going to kill myself here, okay? Look at
meanwhile, there's like the tiniest bit
like
of wave.
Kids
look,
wave
there's
pool.
an older gentleman. Standing up.
So Frankie pans the camera to show you this these tsunami waves that
right.
are coming. He's been tumbling
on around.
I tumble for you. I tumble for you. I tumble for you. So he pans over and it's like a kid's wave pool.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Like this
totally.
Old man is 4'3" and it's up to his knees. These waves will destroy you.
Look at this. You know, actually, it's hit or miss. Every time you want to show the waves.
Well, actually, it looks a lot bigger when you're under them.
It's hit or miss.
It looks a lot bigger when you're drowning. It looks a lot bigger when the lifeguard's saving you. And I could just see a lifeguard. Oh, god damn it. We got to get this guy out of the water again. He's tumbling. Look at him.
First one's not going to come, but it's nuts. And what they do is they got signs all over this beach of the rip currents because they said they're vicious. They take you out to this.
I bet that's what the sign says.
Vicious.
Vicious.
Vicious waves.
Pistachio. Or whatever. Oh my god. The rip current took me away.
Rocks right over here. Like if you're right here. The rip current will take you all the way and throw you into the rocks, and you can get in trouble. And trust me, in this water...
throw you into the rocks, you'll
it'll
be in trouble.
Pick you up, throw you into the waves. Look at it. What is that? 6-7 inches? It's up to your knees. I suggest you know how to swim before you go in the ocean. More about that later.
Yes.
It is rough. Let me show you the hotel zone that we're in. Okay. Very, very beautiful. And this is my first time in San Juan. I've always gone to Mexico and...
they won't let me back in now. They won't let me there.
I've always gone to Mexico and due to an unfortunate incident...
I'm not allowed back.
Cancun Playa. I'm not allowed back there for 10 to 20 years. I'm not sure.
I switched to Puerto Rico.
My lawyer's taking care of it.
And suggested this place, and I am so glad that we came here. San Juan is absolutely stunning. And again, later I'm going to show you the old San Juan, okay, the old downtown. It is incredible. The streets.
What words you're using. Amazing, vicious, incredible, tumble.
Destroy.
Destroy you. Come on, Frankie.
The restaurants, the people, the shopping, it's such an experience. So I would
the restaurants.
He seems like he's having a great
the
time.
The people, the pharmacies.
The sand, the
He
water.
Does seem like he's having a good time. I wonder if Salon Suites really provides him this kind of lifestyle.
I mean, the...
Like, I'm being serious. Like, he seems to be on vacation a lot. There's a lot of vacation videos.
Yeah.
And he seems to be making a lot of videos. I mean, Chrissy and I make a lot of videos, but we also dedicate an immense amount of time to this. To
Maybe
our spouse's chagrin.
The Salon Suite is...
You
is,
think the Salon Suite is doing this for
no.
him? No. No.
I can't
I can't imagine either. Yeah. He probably got, like... He probably did one really good real estate deal back in 1989, and it set him up for life, right?
Good for him.
Or he's a barber on the side.
Right. Highly recommend if anyone's looking to come to San Juan. Oh my God, you'll absolutely love it. Look at the views.
Well, if you're looking to come to San Juan, you probably already understand that you're going to like it. I mean, if anybody's got a trip planned to San Juan,
if you're on the fence,
I suggest you come to San Juan. Yeah, yeah. If you're on the fence, come. That could have been the end of the video right there. But no. Wait, there's more.
All right, I'm going to head back to my chair. I'm going to have a cocktail. And then we're going to continue this video.
Oh!
There is a woman that is passed out fucking cold on the beach. She's pasty too. She's gonna get a nice sunburn.
She better cover up.
She didn't even finish her margarita. No. You can see that right there. I'm gonna head back to my chair. I'm gonna make some more people uncomfortable. I'm gonna get some more sun. I don't know if you noticed, but I just got a good base coat here. This maroon is my base coat. I'm going for fire engine.
He needs more oil.
That's right. He needs Crisco. This is what I would suggest you use.
Who's this lovely lady over here?
Oh, Frankie's got a girl.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to take you on a quick tour.
She's like, leave me out of your bullshit. She's like, leave me out of your bullshit, Frankie. She's the one who told him to take those videos out. Guaranteed.
She
watched him and she was like, yeah, you know, you're cute and I think we get along well together, but that YouTube channel, I mean, for 30 people, really? Can we take those down? Little do they know.
The pool area. And this hotel has several pools, which are all unique in their own way. Now, this particular...
One's round shaped and one's oval.
And there's a kidney.
More about that later. We get it. There's a pool, Frankie.
Those glasses.
The pool here. I don't like it because you could look at the time of day. It's like 1 o'clock. Not even 1 o'clock. And it's already in shade. See? It's a little.
I need full sun.
If the sun comes up at 8:15, I'm here at 7:45. If it goes down at 7:45, I'm here till 8:15. I want to make sure I get every last ray. Look how small that pool is.
I know.
That's crazy for like a big resort.
Yeah,
that's
it has tiny. A bunch more chairs.
I think my pool is bigger than that. Plus, it has no sun. He's right about that. It doesn't have any sun.
It does not.
It's a little infinity pool, which is cool, as you can see. You know, you can go to the edge and, you know, look at the water and everything.
You can go to the edge and look at the back of some other beach chairs.
Yeah, the infinity pool goes into the beach.
Yeah, the infinity pool
should be up a little higher.
Ocean. Yeah, you should. That's the whole point. It's like you're looking. It's like you're in the ocean, looking out into the ocean, right? Not you're in a kid's Walmart play pool, looking into the back of someone's beach chair.
Right.
It's so romantic.
You could go to the edge.
You can go right to the edge. It's like the edge of the world.
But it's going into the beach.
It's like the edge of the world, and then there's a beach chair. Right. Well, you got to get over that beach chair to get to the end of the world. But you can use your imagination like I do. I'm Frankie B.
But as you can see, you're in shade. So do I like this pool? Absolutely not. So let's roll.
Man.
I give this pool one out of 10 Frankies.
I mean, did he have to even show that pool?
I needed to show you the good before I bad before I show you the good. Let me tell you something. This kid's one out of 10 Bs.
Oh, the bees.
1 out of 10 sweets. Let me show you the good. More on that later.
More on that later. Yep.
Off to the second level. All right. And then we could.
It's called a floor. We're going to go to the second level. That's where you beat Tetris. That's where Zelda is.
Let me show you the rest of the pool. I got one little bar. This is kind of an interesting area. I don't like it. Okay? I don't like it.
Frankie, that's where they take the trash.
I know.
Yeah, what are you doing? This is kind of an interesting area. It smells a little funky. There's all these plastic bags.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. But I'm going to come here later because it gets sun. I like the trash can. That's where you get all the sun.
You can reflect.
That's right. The sun's looking back at me going, hey, I see you.
This, it's just a bunch of sand. I think it's, you know, obviously from
a... It's a trash can. It's a trash area. It's an area where shit stinks. It's an area to stage shit, Frankie. You got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You got to see this. Frankie is literally looking at an area where they keep the beach chairs, and he's like, I don't know about this area. It's suspect.
There's sand.
There's sand. And beach chairs piled up. I don't know what they call this. They call it, this is. I think this is the second
not
pool.
Not an infinity.
Yeah, look, this is infinity sand. Frankie. Oh, Frankie.
That's just off. There we go.
Yeah, well, we have a power pad.
That's a little tiny bar, you know, that you can walk up and get served yourself.
I mean, you can serve yourself at that bar? Ooh. I think you'd be like, I don't think you said that correctly.
Make sure I'm going the right way here. I don't know if I can get up to the... No, I'm an idiot. It's okay. I've only been here.
We agree. Final ruling.
I didn't do a test run.
I didn't do a test run. My YouTube. Damn it. I had it all sketched out in my hand. I'm going to go up here. More on that later.
I think I can get up here. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, Frankie, why don't you just edit it? Just edit the video.
For a day, like I should know this place. Let's go up to the upper level, and I can show you the pools that are actually in the sun. Right, here's the gym, very, very cool gym. Check it out. In fact, I'm gonna go up there right now. As you look at the treadmills are all across the window here.
Like, you can't see anything.
You can't see anything. What are you showing us? It's your reflection. First of all. Second of all, there's treadmills along the window like every other gym in America. I mean, come on, Frankie. He's very cool. Unique design. In the salon suites, we like to put the hairdressing places located where no windows are. We have customers that like to run away, jump out of the window. Look at my body. I'm out of here.
So when you're obviously was in the gym this morning and obviously. When you're running
obviously I don't it goes unsaid but let me say it again obviously okay.
You are looking out at the ocean. It's well thought out per se. And then here's the gym real quick. I actually did a video on the gym, and that's going to be coming out either before or after this video. Here's the gym real quick.
You don't say.
You don't say, Frankie.
Either before
or after.
After
this video. Something's going to happen, and it either happened before or after this moment right now. I'm just going to let you know that. Don't get surprised when I drop the when I drop the gym video before this video. Time travel. I did a video on the gym. What? What? Do you have to do a video on the gym? By the way, there's like 12 of these. He does a video on the gym everywhere he goes.
Does.
He's like, let me tell you about the bad things about this gym. And it's like, it's a fucking hotel gym.
Yeah.
Man.
Exactly.
What do you expect? It's not Gold's Gym in LA. It's a fucking
Venice Beach.
Yeah, it's La Concha, San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's the Holiday Inn Express in Puerto Rico. It's well thought out, though. They put the treadmills right near the windows. Well thought out.
Okay. Beautiful views. Who wouldn't want to work out? You know, when you can actually.
exercise and just look what's waiting for you after your exercise. And of course, after a good breakfast. Okay, now we're going to come into the pool area.
Ooh, that wind.
Jeez Louise, Frankie. That's obnoxious.
Gorgeous, isn't it? The one thing about this hotel,
I don't even see a pool.
Is the hotels are old, right? But they grow on you real quick because they're
like an old sweater.
Like an old sweater. They grow on you real quick
because unraveling.
They're $99 a night. Look at the guy in the back. He's like, who's this douche? I saw him at the gym this morning. He was making a video at the gym this morning. I think he's following me. What you can't see is I paused it, and there's a guy behind him, like, looking at him, like,
giving him, like, the stink eye.
Yeah, of course. Because Frankie's running around, making everybody feel weird.
Of character. This hotel, the theme here, they got a lot of potted plants everywhere. Tons. Then we got the one pool here.
Ooh, potted plants. But
the theme here, potted plants. Welcome to the La Concha, sir. Would you like a potted plant? They actually meet you
our
dressed.
Our thing is here.
Yeah, our thing
is
potted plants.
Potted plants,
sir.
We're known for them.
Listen, if you see a palm in the corner that's unpotted, you let us know. We are known for our potted plants.
I came for the potted plants.
I came for the. They told me I had to look at the potted plants. Oh my god, I notice how Frankie's like, there's girls in bikinis. I notice how Frankie, like, kind of like turned the camera too.
He's got to get
that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one up over here. I'm gonna run up here real quick.
Is he showing a potted plant?
He's showing us potted plants.
Infinity pool where you could sit on the ledge. Let me show you, hold on. See
what if he fell?
So
that's Frankie, that's not an infinity pool. This is the pool of the waterfall. What are you talking about?
And I don't even see the many potted plants.
Yeah, I know. He said you can sit on the ledge. Exciting. Sign me up! Potted plants and a ledge I can sit on? I've been looking for a ledge I can sit on.
Pool of the ledge.
That's right. I don't normally get a ledge to sit on, but when I do, I've stayed at a Holiday Inn La Concha, known for our potted plants. I think Hilton should hire this guy immediately. Just saying.
Super interesting thing about this hotel, which makes this so different, is normally when I go to Mexico, the hotels are just the hotel, and then it's a hotel. But this is right.
What?
The hotels are a hotel.
Like Achman's razor.
It's a hotel.
Yeah. That was like an equation, an algebra problem I had to do there.
Makes you think.
You know, the thing about the hotels when I go to the hotel is the hotel is just a hotel that has a hotel inside of it. But when I come here, it's a hotel outside of the hotel, too. You can see it from both outside and inside. That's what I've noted. Oh, and the potted plants.
Right.
More on that later.
The middle of a city, which is really cool, and I don't know if I can catch it on camera.
You've never been to a hotel in the middle of a city? The thing that makes this hotel very unique, it's in the middle of a city. Normally, when I build my salon suites, I build them out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
I also visit hotels.
Isolated.
Yeah, isolated. The hotel is just a hotel. That's what it is, a hotel. But here, it's a city inside of a hotel. Or it's a hotel inside of a city. Either way you look at it, it's pretty cool design. Well planned out. Well thought out.
I want to... Here, maybe I can. Hold on. You see?
Oh, we're holding.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We're along for the ride, Frankie.
A lot of buildings around here. Actually, when you're up in the room and you're looking across, you're just right in the middle of the city, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're at the beach. See, great vibe. Great vibe. A lot of very tropical.
Great vibes? There's like four people hanging out at a patio table.
I know. It's like a family.
Great vibes. I don't know if you notice here, someone's having a club sandwich. It's the kind of vibes I'm into.
Totally.
Normally they're blowing coke down here, but right now it's club sandwich time, so. If you're looking for that sleepy, it's a hotel in a city, but it might have a beach behind it kind of thing with potted plants,
this is your thing.
More on that later.
Super tropical. These are interesting over here. Those are like little bungalows. I'm not real sure. I wouldn't like that because, first of all, it's only a pool view, and it's not an ocean view. But here, you can see the town a little bit more, some of the buildings that go up.
That's two buildings. It's not a town. And by the way, this is like Naples, Florida, Panama City, Miami, anywhere looks, you go, it's the same.
Seems pretty standard.
Miami's a huge city. Then it's you go to South Beach and all of a sudden there's a beach. That's how it works, Frankie. People build around beaches.
And here's the back half of the hotel, much nicer, can I say? Not bad. And then look through the opening up over here.
Okay, you're looking right at the ocean, and they got nice food area right out here. The service, they don't have enough people. I understand with COVID and everything. And another thing with COVID is they're very, very strict with it. Okay, everybody is asking for your vaccination card, you know, right when you come to the hotel, and they're going to give you this little bracelet over here. That way you don't have to pull your vaccination card out.
Out of your ass.
Out of my ass. I bought mine on the internet, so, you know, I was prepared.
Single time. But every restaurant you go, if you come out here, get ready to pull out your vaccination card. It is a pain in the butt. I'm going to tell you something right now. So here's where we hang out right before me and my girlfriend, right before we go to the gym.
Wait, is it a pain in the butt to pull your vaccination card out once and they give you a bracelet? Yeah. Every hotel I go into, this one mainly, they ask me to pull out my vaccination card. They gave me this. It is a pain in the ass, but showing them your wristband everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Just be prepared. That's all I got to say. Also, be prepared that you're in a city, in a hotel, that's not just a hotel, that has a beach in the back of it. Here's the back half of the hotel. More on that later. Oh, look, another potted plant. I love it. The theme of this hotel is potted plants. I can see these girls dressed up with like coconuts on their boobs and like a pot. There's a little like plant coming out of their head. Yeah. Welcome to La Concha, potted planta. Plante le pate.
Some would like to come out here and have a cup of coffee, because the gym is right here. Have a cup of coffee, talk, very tranquil, because this is your...
Man.
Normally, with a one day we've been here, I like to come out here, drink a cup of coffee. I talk to the woman. I let her have 3 minutes of my time.
I can see the gym.
Yeah, I can see the gym. I ignore her while I'm looking at the gym. Myself in the mirror. And then I go off and do my videos for 3 hours. Yeah. We meet at night for dinner. She gives me a blowjob. We call it a day. Yeah. I go do more videos of potted plants.
She gets a free vacation.
She gets a free vacation. It's a deal. Win-win for everybody. She paid.
Deal.
Yeah. Okay. Who wouldn't want it? So,
that's getting cut up. That is getting cut up. What is that? That's minute 9:26. Hold on one second. I got to make a note of that. Who wouldn't want it?
It's perfect.
Frankie, you're my favorite. Oh.
The outside facilities are really, really nice. Like I said, the beach is really, really nice. They bring your chairs out for you, your umbrella. Like I said, it's...
That's it. They put these chairs out there for you every morning. It's amazing. They're just there in the morning. Same place they were yesterday. They get it right every time. By the way, which beach hotel have you been to where they don't put the chairs and tables out for you? It's weird.
I was skeptical coming here, all right? But I'm telling you right now, I love it, and I'm definitely not looking forward anytime soon to going back. Totally, totally enjoying.
My flight's at 4:15. I was skeptical. I was a skeptic of whether or not this hotel was going to live up to my expectations. They said, expect a lot of potted
plants. There's way more potted
There's way more potted plants than I had ever imagined. It's amazing. Look, there's another one.
Stay out here. So, yeah, I would totally, totally recommend this. So soon, I'm going to get you into the lobby. But I'm not going there now. No way. You know why? It's too freaking nice out. I need to get back to the beach, have my cocktail, and, you know, soak up some more sun. And I'll catch you on in a little bit.
Oh.
The last thing you need is more sun, first of all, Frankie.
Yeah.
And I love the quick edit right to the room. Hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
I had my cocktail. Look at me. I'm twice as tan as I was before. Not possible, Frankie.
Time to look at the room. Actually, you're going to come up the elevator, and then it's an outdoor catwalk up over here. And here's the view just outside the room, which
catwalk.
Is really, really nice. So on one side of the room, you're going to have the ocean view, and on this side of the room, you got the pool view. So this is, it's a very, very nice room.
It's a beautiful view. Yeah, cool, man. It's a beautiful view. But cool, man, there's 3,000 hotels within a square mile that probably have the same fucking view, dude. I mean,
yeah,
this is really, quite frankly, a ridiculous review video.
It is.
He has told us nothing that we need to know.
No.
One time the lunches, what kind of food they're serving. You know, show me how they turned out. Yeah, they've got sand, waves that'll destroy you, potted plants, and a ledge you can sit on. All in a hotel inside of a city. It's amazing.
Like I was talking about earlier in the video, you see the city life, see all the buildings that you're around. Okay, and then you pop right into your hotel, and you're right on the beach. So it's a very interesting comment. All right.
Very interesting.
All right, Frankie, get to the room.
Let's see the room.
The room. I like the room. I really do. Let me get some.
I like the room. I really do. We've been getting friendly. Sometimes when my woman is talking to me, I say, hey, room. Do you hear that too? Is she as obnoxious to you as she is to me? You want to go work out? No, you got to stay here? Oh, come on, room.
It's hello. It doesn't matter. Anyway, entranceway.
He said hello.
It doesn't matter.
Someone's in here to murder me. Doesn't matter. More on that later.
All right. So now as you're walking, there's our beautiful view of the ocean. Let me get these blinds opened up a little bit better. The room.
I don't know what to say about the room.
The room is a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
does have an ocean view. That's good.
Yeah, that's
many
why
other hotels have that as
many
well.
Many other hotels.
Millions.
Many just in that square mile that he's sitting in there. There is nothing.
Yeah.
Super fantastic about this hotel. Now, I'm not saying you have to do a review of the Ritz every time. There's lots of hotel reviews that I've seen of of hotels that are not the Ritz, right? That's where
plenty,
I stay.
Yeah.
This is a room that I stay in. But when I watch a hotel review, I want to see something luxurious and opulent, something I can never achieve or hope that I can achieve someday.
Or some concrete information.
Yeah, or something that I can actually use. Not just, here's a hotel. Let me get these blinds open for you. Yeah. Look at this 4-foot by 4-foot window. Beautiful.
The room is lived.
All included. The room is lived
the
in.
Lid.
Okay. I didn't clean up anything because this is our last day here. Obviously, I should have maybe filmed this video before we moved in and unpacked everything. But you know what? This is real life. This is how you live in a hotel. And this is how we live in a hotel.
Don't make assumptions, Frankie.
He's just talking.
He just can't stop. He can't get enough of himself.
This is how we live in a hotel. You live in a hotel.
Hello?
Real real room, life.
Room, is that you? Room, are you there? Oh, look, a potted plant.
All right, obviously our bed. We have our little closet, a safe. Okay, bathrobes, all that fun stuff, iron, bar. Nothing crazy, you know, nothing ridiculous here.
He's drinking Tito's. Oh, my God. Oh, that's like charcoal, isn't it? Oh, my God.
No, it's a good vodka.
Okay, well, listen, regardless, he's showing you a mini bar that you see in a fucking, you know, like an embassy suite.
There's
a coffee maker. Two bottles of water. Nothing in the refrigerator. And a bottle of Tito's sitting there. Yep. He's showing you the world's smallest closet. Show us the air conditioner, Frankie. Please show us the air conditioner. Please. Yes. Cat, top this video.
Gotta be coming.
Give me something strong to go out with. Show me the air conditioner.
The refrigerator, they don't stock it with anything. I think they give you just a couple of complimentary waters. And, you know, our luggage area.
Our luggage area. It's a fucking suitcase. Our luggage area. Here's our luggage area.
Desk. Oh my God. And a desk. Chair.
And a chair. Look, there's a TV. Yep. Hi, TV.
You know, Yahoo. Chair area.
Chair area.
It's 100. It's 100 square foot room.
It's got its own area.
Yeah, it's got its own area. I could see Frankie at night, like drawing a map. Tomorrow, when I talk about it, remember to mention the
chair area.
That's important information. There's a chair area.
Where the chair goes.
Do I have the map to get from the beach to the second level? I just can't remember all this. Oh, my God. Chair area. It's not a chair area. It's just a chair.
No, it's just a chair that's pushed up underneath the desk.
That's it. Chair area.
Don't have a lot of in this room. It's dresser space
or any space. Right. It's 100 square foot room. This was built in the 60s, dude.
Guess who inherited the dresser right when we walked in? Obviously, my girlfriend. I guess she can have some priority, right? Okay. Now,
I guess she's got to sleep with me. I guess I'll give her something.
Give her a drawer.
Oh, my God, Frankie.
Yeah.
There's only so much. There's only so much we can do. By the way, we're only halfway through.
I'm especially interested
this
in that chair area and the potted plants. Those are unique.
Those are unique
to hotels.
Well, don't forget, it's a hotel inside of a city. Yes. It's kind of like a city inside of a hotel. It's like New York, and Vegas on the inside out. Yeah. Hello? Room? Is that you? Who wouldn't want it? More on that later. I can do callbacks all day long on this video. Oh my God, Frankie, happy birthday.
Thank you for that birthday present. That is, it's always a present whenever Frankie's involved.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
Frankie B. Tell your friends, tell your family. Go to youtube.com/...
I just thought about something on our upcoming trip. Jeff and I don't know if I checked if there was a chair area. I hope,
you have got to do an Instagram video.
Included.
Sir, would you like a chair area for an extra $100 a night? Well, who doesn't want a chair area?
Give me the upgrade.
I need a chair area. Oh my God, this is so weird. You got to do a video of your chair area.
I must.
And your luggage area.
I must.
Get the air conditioning while you're at it. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please subscribe, like any videos, comment. You know, we'll return your comments right back at you, asshole. That's what I say. At the commercial break on Instagram for content you cannot find anywhere else. That Instagram, we put clips up there every single day of the week. We put longer clips on YouTube every single day of the week. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You find out more about Chrissy and I. You can leave us a message. You can get your free sticker. You can watch all the video. You can listen to all the audio, all from one location, tcbpodcast.com. please take a moment to rate and review us on your favorite podcast player. We certainly appreciate all of the reviews. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I wanted to let you know, I am going to be doing TCB. We are going to be doing TCB match dating game.
Ooh.
Right here, live on air. That's one girl, guy, they, them, whoever. Mm-hmm. And then three of whatever they like. Right.
Nice.
On a match game
exciting.
Type scenario. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they look like. We'll ask a series of questions. We'll see which one you like the better. And then we'll set you up on an online date and we'll pay for it.
It's the kind of show we are.
Yeah, Zoom included. Don't even worry about it. No 45-minute limit on your Zoom. Only the best for you. Zoom Pro. We are looking for three guys and three girls, or they, them, she, he, whatever it is. Please, 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. If you're lonely and unlucky in love, let us know, because Brian and Chrissy are here to fix you all up. Uncle Brian and Aunt Chrissy are going to take it all the way home
that's
for you.
Right.
And that's coming up in just the next couple of, in about a month. So you've got some time, but not too much. 661-BEST-2-YO. Don't worry, we'll vet everybody, make sure they're not a mass murderer before we get them on online.
We'll do the best we can.
We'll do the best we can, which means I'll Google you.
Yes. Exactly.
I'll Google you. And if you or anybody with your name has murdered anybody, I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah, the lawyers will make you sign a waiver and all that good stuff. Anyway, that's what I wanted to let you know. Chrissy, I don't know how much else we can do today.
I think that's it.
I think that's it, too. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
To many more years of
friendship. Ding.
And I hope you have a wonderful birthday weekend.
Thank you.
I love you.
I'm excited. I'm going to do a travel review.
Please do.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we must say, and we will say,
bye. Bye.